Okay, we're starting on the bottom of Lama Chasam Beis. A review of what we did last night. Rabbi Difo Amar is Pagan of Yonah Rabbi Yaisi. So he said that there's a machlokes between these two Amarim. Chad Amar Haroi Litol Zoicha. One said that in order to be Zoicha for another person, right? We're talking about Zoicha Lama Shalom Bafonov. So in order to be Zoicha for someone else, you yourself have to be able to take that thing. That in order to be mezakeh to somebody else, you have to be roy to give that thing. Okay? So that's the machlokas. Either it's litol or it's litain. To take or to give. That's the machlokas.
And the Gemara. Does a give mean to be an owner of field?
Yeah. So. So if you hold that you have to be able to give, so surely someone who can take can be mezakeh to somebody else, because he's even closer to the, you know, to the thing, to the parsha. But litol, mandamar haroi litol, halitain lo. But if you're someone who's fit to take. In other words, if that's the requirement that you have to be roy, meaning that you're an oni, so then, but if you're only able to give, that wouldn't qualify you. You wouldn't be close enough to the access in order to be able to do that to give. Okay, so that's the machlokas that we had yesterday. That was a short chazara, and now we're going to start on 39a. Masi simpligal mandam roy lito zocha. So our Mishnah argues on, or there is a Mishnah that argues on, not our Mishnah, Masnisa, a Mishnah, contradicts the Mandi Yomar who says you have to be roy to take it. Desnina Taman, because it says in the Mishnah, his kabel gets eli ishti, if I sell a shliach to be mekabel this get from my wife, ahola gets eli ishti, take this get from my wife. In other words, you could either have a shliach, which is lekabalah, right? Shliach Kabbalah is the woman sends out the shliach to be mekabel the get, right? That means that as soon as the shliach gets the get from the husband, if he's a shliach Kabbalah, she's megureshes miyad as soon as she accepts the get, because he's a shliach Kabbalah. So she's like the yad of the isha. Or halacha is that he's being a shliach of the husband, and he will in turn be the Baal to give it to the Yad of the Isha, and she'll become Gureshas when she receives the get physically. So, what does it say? In Ratzel Lahakzer Yachzer. So, now in this case, this is where he's appointing it. I'm sorry, the Kabbalah here doesn't mean that the woman made him a shliach. And the Reish over here, it's just a different language. But they're both shluchim are shluchi halacha, okay? Accept this get for my wife or deliver this get for my wife. But if he wants to be chozer, if he wants to change his mind, in other words, before, while the get is en route to be delivered to his wife, if he changes his mind, decides, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to give this get, he can be mevatel shlichus, and he can be chozer. Yaxer, he can change his mind. Then the Mishnah goes on, but, and in the English it brings it, if a woman appoints an agent and says, accept my get from me, that's the shliach kabbalah I was referring to. Okay, the Mishnah threw me off there. The language is kabbal get lezel ishti. But if the woman makes the shliach kabbalah, then he can, and once he gives the agent the get, he cannot be chazar because she's megureshes miyad. So obviously there's no chazar after the fact. If the husband tells the shliach of the wife, who is at the time that he's talking to him, he's a shliach kabbalah for his wife, then, and he tells him, you know what, I don't want you to be a shliach kabbalah, I want you to be my shliach halacha. He wants to convert him from being her messenger to his messenger. He can do that. He can reverse him and change him from a kabbalah, which would have been a megureshes miyad, into a halacha, which would require delivery of the get to the hands of the wife. That's what it says. In that case, of course, if he converts, then if he wants to be chayzer, he can be chayzer.
So let me just understand that.
Yeah.
So the wife side, she's appointing this person as her shliach.
Uh-huh.
Then comes the husband that says, I'm appointing the same person to be my shliach. So he's overriding her.
Right. He's telling the shliach, forget about her shlichus. I want you to be my shliach and forget about her shlichus. So the shliach has a right to drop his original shlichus that he was given as the from the wife, and he can accept the shlichus from the husband. That's his decision. He can't be both. What was that?
As soon as he gets it, then she should be in the garbage.
The shliach drops the shlichus of the wife. So therefore, it's only going to be megareshes when the get is actually delivered. All right? Now, so what's the point over here? The point over here is we're asking a question from this Mishnah on the one who says, the one who's ro'i li tol zocha, which means you have to be able to be, you have to be in a position to do, to accept, to receive the lekat shechem peah. For instance, you have to be an oni in order to mizaka that lekat shechem peah for another oni. If you're not an oni, then you would not be able to be mizaka to another oni. So it means you have to be shayach to that particular, very specific action. So this is going to be a kasha from this Mishnah. Why? Because obviously this shliach, let's read it inside, it seems impossible for the same person to both give and receive a get. Right? Only a man can give a get. A woman can't give a get. So let's take a look at this shliach. Are we talking about a female shliach or a male shliach?
The idea of having someone to be a shliach only when he could act the same way as the representative or the representer doesn't hold water yet.
Right.
Right. That's exactly the question we're going to ask. So is the shliach going to be able to be zocha in it? Let's start again with this logic. If the shliach is a woman. As married people can only receive a get, they can't give a get. Obviously, it's only that's the man's domain, right? He's the one that gives the get. So how can this woman convert from becoming a shliach kabbalah, presumably, into becoming a shliach halacha for the man, since she's doing an act which she never is shayach to? So let's drop that case. So let's say we're talking about a man. Well, the man on the other hand always gives the get, he never receives the get, presumably, that's the kasha of the Gemara. So you see, from this Mishnah, a question on the Mandiyamar who holds that in order to be mezakeh something for somebody else, you have to be shayach to that specific action. That's the question.
Well, you didn't have to go through this whole...
What?
This Mishnah is a particularly complex case about something like she's kabbalah, was converted by Lacha.
Yes.
You don't have to come on to that. In order to shlug up this Madomar, all you have to say is, any shliach lahilacha, who's a man, or any shliach kabbalah, right?
How could a man, can a man ever be a shliach kabbalah?
Yeah.
But like this, you see, like this, the beauty of this case is, you have a case where you know you have one individual who became
both.
If you would have just had an example of Kabbalah, I would say, okay, that Kabbalah case is talking about a woman. Just a case of halacha, that must be a man. Like this, you can't get away with that, because either way you go, you're stuck, right? So that's why they picked this case, I think. Okay, so the Gemara answers the question that, yes, it's really a man, and the answer is shekein ro'i lekabel get bito. It is possible for a man to have shaychus to kabbalas haget in one very narrow case, which is if you marry off your katana, your daughter who's a katana, and the husband wants to give her a get. Since she's a katana, she has no yad, so he gives the get to the father. So the father in that case receives the get, so to speak. He's makabel the get on behalf of his daughter. So it is shaykh for, a man does have shaykhs to Kabbalah, per se. Okay? So that's going to be the answer of the Gemara. So it's not necessary.
That's just for special cases of God. But
You're in the parsha of Kabbalah, that's good enough. Even though obviously
but that's not the point of Lito. Lito doesn't care about parsha or Tyros. Lito says you have to absolutely be able to take this payoff.
Yeah,
you have to be a kol ani.
You have to actually be poor, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I mean, if you're looking for
but
cases,
anybody
could
be poor,
Tyros,
just like so. By just being left,
okay.
He's in that getter, just like the father.
So now, again, you're saying to the Wei Shliach, let's assume for the time being, that this is the same type of a person, both cases. I could say, receive this get from my wife, or receive this get for my slave. Okay? So let's see what it says over here. So it says, if he wishes to retract, he can retract until it reaches the wife or the slave. And it says that the one receiving the get can, let's see, what does it say over here?
Scott, that's the next case.
Yeah, I'm going to the next case.
Look on the English.
I always read on this side because he changes the gesos. Yeah, sorry about that. So the Mishnah proceeds to explain. The one receiving the get cannot serve as the woman's unappointed agent for reception. Meaning, when he says unappointed agent, in other words, is this a schus, right? Can I go ahead and say, listen, I'm going to be zocha in this get for this woman because it's a schus for her to get out of this marriage, and therefore I'll be like a self-appointed shliach kabbalah for the wife. So we say no, he can't do that. He can't be an unappointed agent for reception. That's what I just described in Hebrew. It means you're becoming a shliach kabbalah without her actually being memani you. Why not? Because it's only where it's a schus and divorce is considered detrimental. It's considered a chov, okay? Tav mais of tam dum, mais of armelo, whatever the svar is. Similarly, it says here the agent cannot serve as a shliach kabbalah for the slave either, because the slave is also sometimes it's a chov for the eved to go free. In the event, let's suppose he's the eved of a kohen and he's able to access truma. Obviously, if he's going to get this shtar shikhar, he'll no longer be able to eat truma. So in that case, it's also a chov for him in that sense. So that's Reb Meir shita. So Reb Meir holds, right? That's what it's saying over here. Yeah, half the words are missing over here. So this is the opinion of Reb Meir. I mean, we don't have anything in the Hebrew like that. In the English it says, Reb Meir holds, they can't become shluchei kabbalah. The Chachamim disagree. They say no. In the case of the Shtar Shechor is always considered a schus, right? The person never should be an Eved. Mm-hmm. So he could be an unappointed agent for reception, meaning he could be a shliach kabbalah and be zocha in the get in the Shtar Shechor for the Eved automatically. And it will be effective immediately upon his receipt of the Shtar Shechor. So you see, right? What do you see here? You see the same person, presumably a free man, right? This person is going to receive. Let's make the assumption that we're talking about the same type of person. Because if he's an Eved, he could never be... If he's an Eved, he could never be a shliach kabbalah for a woman, because there's no shlichas for an Eved in that sense, because he's not b'taris kedushin and gittin in that sense. So it had to be a free man, presumably in the first case. So if it's a free man, then we're saying that the free man can also receive the shtar shikhar for the Eved. Which means that even though you're not in that parsha, again, this is another question on that shita. You see that you can receive it, okay? That's the question. We see here a free man may serve as an agent to acquire a bill of emancipation for a Eved Kenani, even though the free man is not fit to acquire a bill of emancipation for himself, of a shtashricha for himself, right? So the Gemara says, what? That if we're talking about where the shliach himself is a Eved Kenani, shekein ro'u ro'i lekabel shtashrich ro'u. I mean, this is very difficult how to read this into the words, but this is what he's saying the pshat is. That if this is a person who's actually a slave, then he could taka receive it himself, therefore he can receive it on behalf of his fellow slave. So the Gemara says, for Eved rohu lohilach as haget, can an Eved be moilach haget to a woman? How can you say we're dealing with the same agent? So the Gemara says, pasa law, now on 39b, pasa law let's start in. So the Gemara says, no, we're going to attack enough to say that we're talking about two different cases. You made an assumption when you asked the question that this is the same type of person, both in the Reisha and the Seifa. No, the Reisha, when it's talking about the woman, is talking about a regular person. And the Seifa, when it's talking about the Shtashricher, is talking about the Eved, another Eved. So that's the way out of it. Very difficult halach in the Gemara. I mean, there are lots of questions here. I mean, I don't get the whole thing with the he is b'tarah shlichas, he's not b'tarah shlichas. Right. I mean, one of shach. I mean, if he's not b'tarah shlichas, then how can he be b'tarah shlichas to be zeichet for his fellow Eved? I can't understand that. Why isn't that being brought up? I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, next Thomas is simply amanda amar haroi lital zocha. The following Mishnah again is a contradiction to Sinan Tamon. Here's a Mishnah, and this is a famous case. You may recognize it. It's a Mishnah in Maaser Sheni, I think. Right? Is that where it is? It's Maaser Sheni Perkei, Mishnah Tess. And we're talking about we're in the third and sixth year cycle of a Shemitah, which is, of course, Maaser Oni. And apparently we're near the Zman Bir, and the din is that when you get to the Zman Bir, you have to make sure that all your stored up matanas are delivered to the right people. So Rabbi Kiva's here, I think they're on a boat. Yeah, they're on a boat. And Rabbi Gamliel had to give away 10% to the Maaser Oni. So what does he do? He gives out Maaser Rishon, he gives it to Rabbi Yeshua as a Levi. And he says, Iser Echad Shani Osad Lamod, Osad LaAkiva Ben Yosef Sheiska Balaniim. And the 1/10 that I'm going to measure out in the future, right, that he's going to give, that's going to be for the Maaser Oni. That should be given to Akiva Ben Yosef, and he'll be Zocha. Umakoma Muskalo, obviously, he can't make a kin in the Paris. So what he does is and this is the tie into Ilkhus Pesach, obviously, because you can't make a kinyan in it. So what do? You rent the what? You rent the ground where the area where the tefuah is located, and by so doing you'll be kona with the king of chotzer. So Rabbi Kiva Roy Hulito, here's Rabbi Kiva Roy to take himself. Rabbi Kiva is a rich man, so he's not Roy to take the Maaser Oni. So yet here he is, and he's acting as a shliach for the aniyim. That's the question. So the Gemara says either. We're talking about before Rabbi Kiva became a rich man. He was apparently poor in the beginning. And even if you're going to say we're talking about after he became a rich man, it's talking about where he was a parnas. He was a Yamai Tzedakah, and therefore you had parnas ki ani. The parnas has a din that his hand is like the hand of the ani, and therefore, I guess the pshat is it's not, we don't have the issues of shlichas roi because he is mamash the yad of, and there's a difference. I guess that's the difference. The difference between yad ha'ani versus becoming a shliach for the ani. He is the ani, so there's no need for shlichas. I guess that's the idea.
Is that true about
ma'at saniyim
too? Just
asking. Is it what true?
Yeah.
Is a parnas able to be zocha in leket shicham peyah for aniyim? Is that your question?
Yeah, or Matnas Aniyim Purim, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's the din. The din is if you have Maaser Oni and no Aniyim around, you can give it to you can either put it in your pocket and hold it for afterwards, or you give it to the gabbai. It's not going to give to some money later. But I mean,
of course, this is the
address for it. Yeah, I guess this would be true there too. I guess. Yeah, you bring a raya from here. Now, what does it say here? The Gemara finds another Amora regarding this. Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, also, I mean, we have this already. We've been saying this, I think this is the third time we're saying this, Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, right? Rabbi Yeshua Malevi, remember we had the Gemara, Machlokes of Elazar and the Chachamim, right? Do you say that a person who is we had a Machlokes in the Mishnah. Can someone pick it up for his fellow Ani? The Gemara said, the Rabbi Elazar says, you could, right? And the Chachamim say, no, yitain le'oni hanim sarishon. You have to give it to the oni you can find first. Then the Gemara said, Rabbi Shlomo Levi said, what? The Machlokes is only by a person who's an Oshir. But if the Baal Bais if you're talking about a person who's an Ani, then he himself could. There was never a Machlokes. And the Chacham would agree, right? That's what it said. That's the Gemara's quoting that whole Machlokes here. Mostly Rabbi Shlomo Levi Amro Haroi Litol Zocha. To Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, but Baal Bais, Asher Machlokes. Where's the Machlokes? Only if the Baal Bais is an Asher. Abba Baal Bais Ani, then Mitok Sheroi Litol, because he can take it himself. Zocha, he could be Zocha on behalf of other people. So again, he is again, like he lines himself up with the one who says Haroi Litol. Okay. Halakat Vahat Shekha. So we said that if it belongs to a guy, that it is it's going to be chayev because he's pater from lekach shechom peah. So if he decides he wants to give lekach shechom peah, so you have to give trumas and maisis from it because obviously, right? So we'll work it out, right? Unless he's mafgirit, right? So work it out. So the fact that he has a kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. So there's two possibilities. So yesh kinyan la'akam la'afkiyam yidei kedushas ha'aretz, or ain kinyan la'akam la'afkiyam yidei kedushas ha'aretz. So if his kinyan in Eretz Yisrael is mafkiyav from Maisris, so then the mere fact that he owns it would make it potter from trumas of Maisris, in which case the Mishnah statement wouldn't make any sense. If you say ain kinyan la'akam, then the Mishnah statement makes sense because he has no kayak to be mafkiyav the peiros from the kedushas ha'aretz. He has no chi of lekach shechom peah, so therefore, when he gives it away, the Torah is lekach shechom peah, since those are not truly lekach shechom peah, because he's not chayiv in those things. So therefore, he has to. Yet the people who receive it are going to have to give trumas and maisos. So now the Gemara says, Reb Yirmiyah, Reb Chizkiyah, B'shem Reb Yechanan, Kamando Amar Yesh Kenya Lagoy Baretz Yisrael Lepaitrim and Amaisres. This Mishnah is like the one who holds there is a kinyan to be patret. What's the pshat in that? It doesn't make any sense, right? What sense does this make? The Gemara is saying it backwards, no? The Mishnah said, I guess the Gemara is going on the case of the Hefker. One second. But the way I just explained the Mishnah, right? When you read the Mishnah says that if the Goy gives Lekach Shechom Peah, that the people that receive it are chayev in trumas and maisus. Isn't that what the Mishnah says?
Yeah.
Now, doesn't that mean ein kinyan la'akom la'avkiya mekdishas ha'aretz?
If it's chayev,
it means he has no kinyan to be mafkiya.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. And the Gemara starts off saying, command yamar yesh kinyan l'goy baritz yisrael l'paitrei min ha'maisus. What sense does that make? It's just the opposite. Ram. Command Amar Ain Kenyan Lagai Baris Lisol Apartment on Maestres. But if you hold he has no Kenyan, I feel Hivkiro Chayev. Then if you are Mafkir, you Chayev. Okay, so obviously the Gemara is holding one. Gemara is going on the case of Hefker. So it's like this. So what's the Gemara mean? The Gemara means like this. So the guy, the Mishnah said, when is it going to be Potter from Maestres? If the guy is Mafkirit, right? Now, if the guy is Mafkirit, why is it Potter from Trumas and Maestres, because the guy has a Kayach HaKinyan in the Paris to the extent that he can go ahead and declare it Hefker, and by so doing, make it Potter from Trumas and Maestres. The Gemara is using that language. Mishnah that holds that by saying that it's hefker, it's potter from Trumas and Maishas, is like the man who holds Yesh Kinyan, means that he has a Kayaka Kinyan in the Paris that gives him the ability through hefker to be mafkia from Maishas. That's what the Gemara means. It's not the usual use of the term. The usual use of the term is if I buy land as a guy, is whatever grows in that land mufka from all trumas and maishas, because I by virtue of the fact that I'm a guy and I own the land, it's mafkia the kedusha. The Gemara is totally not using that language, because according to that approach, the Gemara is backwards. So what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means a whole different, so Yerushalmi Malach, I guess, that Yesh Kinyan means that by my saying that it's hefker, that the Mishnah says that it's potter from trumas and maishas, the only way that's possible is if you say that the guy has a koyach hakinyan in the Paris to be mafkia it through hefker to make them part of the trumas maishas. But if according to the man who holds ein, who holds what? Ein kinyan la'akom, the part of trumas maishas, then afkilu hefkiro chayev, like the other shita, then if he be mafkir will be chayev also. All right, I think that's what it says here. That would be the first statement. Rabbi Yosi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, "Command Amar Ein Kenyan L'Gai Baruch is all about Truma Maisers." That it's what it's like the Mandi Amar who holds he has no Kenyan, the Potter, right? That is to say what? So let's see the bottom over here. This version, footnote 12. This version of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion has a different understanding. According to this version, all Tanoim agree that a non-Jewish purchaser acquires full monetary ownership over the land and its produce. Full monetary ownership. The dispute as to whether his ownership exempts the land from the tithes hinges on the following point. One Tana holds, while the non-Jew gains monetary title to the land, his ownership is ineffective regarding any laws pertaining to the Kedushas Haaretz. So its produce remains subject to tithes. The other Tanoim hold that his ownership of the land does impact the Kedusha, and therefore it no longer is able. So, since all agree that the non-Jew has full monetary ownership of the land and its attached produce, he obviously has the wherewithal to declare that produce hefker. So the Mishnah's ruling that if he declared the gleanings ownerless, they're exempt, is consistent with both Tanoim. In other words, basically what we're saying is that the idea of declaring it hefker is going to work regardless whether you hold he has, whether he's mafkiyat from Maeser, I think the king. In other words, in the classic understanding, this is the classic understanding of Yesh Kinyan or Ein Kinyan. And the Gemara is saying it comes works out according to everybody, because once you declare it's hefker, then it's certainly going to be potter from Trumas
Maeser.
Should have said afil l'mandam.
Afilu l'mandamar,
right?
The other one for sure. Yeah.
Right.
That's the tricky part.
Yeah. Okay, Adkan.